I'm a rock star. Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Now are you just saying you wanna have fun, or do you really wanna have fun?
You're gonna have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
How come the first class people can just get on whenever they want? I've always hated that.
First class people, board at your leisure. Take your time, first class people. Coach people, no, wait, sit, scuzz. Wait, little piggies.
So when you do board, the first class people, they're sitting there. A lot of them are working as you're boarding. They have computers out and calculators. They're looking up at you like, hey, we're making money right now. Right now we're making money. Go, get in the back. Close that curtain. I don't want to see it. Even in my peripheral. Ah. Snap it. Snap it shut. What's the matter with us? They got to cover us up with a tarp. When you go in the back, everybody has coloring books on. Hey, come here, where was you?
Wow, we are back.
True, isn't it?
And we did see somebody working hard, and it's like, okay, please turn off your, turn into airplane mode or turn off all your devices, please, before we get ready for takeoff. Nope, she doesn't. Rules do not apply to her.
No, they don't. Well, welcome to She Said, He Said. We are back after a week vacation, which was wonderful. And we had that little fun airplane mode there because that's what we did a lot of going and coming. It is June 10th, a beautiful Saturday morning, 9:08. For those of you that are tuning in on Facebook or on line with us at Inside STL or on 590 AM plus 105.7 HD2. You can also listen to us too, FM. So we are back. The plane ride, it is so true.
And we've been scrambling ever since we've gotten back. Ever since we got off the plane, it's been scramble, scramble, scramble.
Trying to do everything. But it's so true when you go to get on the plane and you are looking at those first class people and they're looking at you like, yeah, I am up here. And they have those bigger seats. And then they close that curtain and it's like you're the scumbag, but you sit back there.
And you can't use the bathroom. This bathroom is for first class passengers only. Your bathroom is in Newark, New Jersey.
And who got stuck in the middle seat all the time? Me, because I flew with a child.
I had to have a window seat.
Oh my God, yes, to have a window seat.
It's the best part of flying, looking out, seeing stuff.
Good morning, Matt. Have you flown?
It's been about 10 years, but yes.
10 years?
He takes a private Learjet to quick
time
trip.
For you. I thought it was a long time for me to take take a vacation. 10 years, it's time for you to plan a vacation.
Maybe.
What do you feel about those first class seats when you're passing them up?
What are those?
I've
been crammed in coach every time I flew.
I'm so old. I remember when you flew, you would literally get a breakfast. You would get eggs and you'd get this tray
all this great stuff
of food. I mean, they like treated you like kings and queens when you flew, and now you're like
a bag
you
of peanuts with three peanuts in it,
disgusting pretzels. Those no salt little teeny weeny bite size, they aren't even bite size, they're niblets or something. The pretzels that you get. And then the lady Gordon got all excited. She said, would you like a
pretzels
pretzel
or cookie?
And Gordon's eyes lit up like,
I'll take the cookie.
Would she hand you like a cracker biscotti thing or something?
This cardboard stuff from England. It was like a cardboard cookie from England.
You still ate it. But Gordon's one of those people that when you're coming to the gate, he's just like mad dash. We got to get to the gate. And everywhere we would mad dash to, we'd be waiting in a line. It would make me insane. Anyway, we got to get there. We're bored. I'm like, no, the plane takes off a half hour from now. We got to hurry up so we can hurry up
that
and get on the plane.
That wasn't the case on the way home.
No, it wasn't.
On the way home, yes. It was horrible. They had like four planes land at the same time going through the same customs, and it was ridiculous. It was like 400
customs
people.
Customs are crazy to go through. But when we left in the morning, we're all like, oh, I had my hair done and my little cute comfy outfit on. I'm just ready to go. We ordered our first Bloody Mary at 9:30 in the morning. We're on vacation. You did.
I did.
That's right. But we ordered our first cocktail. Let's put it that way. We're like, we're on vacation. Let's get the tropical drinks flowing. And then on the way home, I look like I was let out from prison. I look like so disheveled, hair everywhere. We're sunburned. Your head look like it had leprosy from peeling.
Yeah.
Your
head.
And you look around. There's 300 of us in these long, awful, disgusting lines. You're trying to get through customs because they think we've trapped something in our bag that we shouldn't have. And we all look like we were let out of some sort of camp. War camp, and we're coming in because everyone looks the same way, just absolutely exhausted. But it was a great time. I loved saying hola.
Hola.
Okay, it took me till the end of the trip. If anyone's gone, you know, to another country where, you know, people don't speak English, that's all of a sudden when you wish that you could speak another language and you start making up words then by then and talking like you can. But the guys would come up and they'd say, hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien. And I'd go, hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien. And I didn't realize that I completely confused the workers, because what they were doing was they were trying to figure out what language you spoke. Muy bien, French, or it was ¿cómo está? Are you Spanish? And then, you know, hola, just the tropical hello, I guess. And so I finally realized they were trying to figure out if I spoke English or what nationality, so they could talk to me. So they were completely confused the whole time. Well, I guess she speaks all of them. I don't know. But by the accent, I'm sure they could figure out that I didn't have the twist to the tongue.
Yes. She has no clue.
I have no clue. How many, you do start saying things like you, instead of two, you want dose. Like you feel like you're all of a sudden they know what two is. So Gordon.
Oh boy, so here we go. It's time.
This is what
now,
happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to throw Gordon under the bus.
Yes. So this is what's funny, because so a lot of people don't speak English, but some do. So you get to the point where you start using sign language when you need something, and you start making these motions with your hands and arms that makes you look like an idiot. And so Gordon's doing all the motions trying to find something. The guy goes, "It's just around the corner to the left." Goes, I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
So that didn't, but it was such a great time. I highly suggest that if you haven't been on vacation, or if you have been on vacation, sometimes you get in a fear of taking a vacation because it can be very expensive. And you're like, you know, we'll go next month, we'll go 6 months, we'll go next year. And you just kind of keep doing it. You need to get on your computer, call your favorite travel agency, or, you know, whoever it is that you travel through. Travel Leaders is one of the advertisers
yes.
for in Chesterfield, Marcy, you can ask for. But if you have that person, Costco had great savings.
Right. They put it all together pretty well, too. If you go through Costco Travel, they get everything put together really simple, really easy.
They aren't paying for this ad, by the way.
Yeah. And you get to, yeah, they're giving me something, right?
Right. But we did save.
Yeah, you did save.
And when we got there was a person representing
Costco
them to, you know,
that
help you
made and sure everything went well.
Right. But the thing is I think you need to pick your trip out and you need to just hit the button.
Yes, just do it.
Just do it, because
just do it.
You'll keep spending. How many times you waste $100, $200 every single month on a quick trip, right, Matt? Or Target will eat your money alive if you walk in there. You just go in there for toilet paper and you come out with things you didn't even know Target had, and they're in your back seat, like 12 bags just for toilet paper run. So you can do it. You just have to do it.
Yes.
So
just do it. Just like Nike.
Just
Nike travel. Just do it.
Just do it. And wasn't it fun too? Like when you go, you meet people along the way. You know, when you're on the trip, you meet new friends, and it's kind of cool.
You're never so happy to meet another American in your life than when you're over in a different country. It's
that
like all of a
us.
Sudden somebody goes, "Hey, how's it going?" And you're like, "Oh my gosh, you speak English? Can we
friends.
Sit with you?
Can we sit with you?" That's exactly what. That's exactly
what
happened.
Just want to be with your friends.
Just want to be, people can talk to us instead of just smile and nod. And then when you meet somebody and you think they don't speak English, and then they start speaking English. So, but it was good. Any other great thing that we need to let everybody know about? So much fun. It was such a great time. Oh, okay. I do have to mention one more thing.
Uh-oh.
This is not sold in the States. Have either of you heard of, well, I know you have. Matt, have you heard of Mama
Juana?
Joanna.
No, Mama Juana.
No, it's Mama Juana. You just call it Mama Juana.
This is, she said, it's he a, said. It's, she said,
it's spelled
Mama
with,
Juana.
It's JUWANA or whatever. It's,
I would show you on my phone because I took a picture of it, but my phone.
Well, look
how
it
do
up.
You just
you
lose your phone?
You can Google it. I'm sure of it. It's Mama, because then they go, if you have Mama Juana, then Mama Juana.
It is an aphrodisiac. Yeah. Well,
is it?
Yeah. It says it right on the bottle. It says it right on the bottle.
No, it is.
I like to the one guy behind the bar goes, the guys keep, we're ordering her, and he just looked at me. He goes, it's just Fireball. It's just Fireball in the bottle. That's what he said. It's not, but he was just joking.
Oh,
yeah.
So apparently.
I can feel you, Skelly, just now.
Yeah,
she just had
like,
that
no,
deer in the headlight look.
I did. Well, that's a lot. Okay, it's apparently if you take red wine, honey, and rum, those are the three ingredients, and you mix those together. Sounds disgusting, and it is. But it was like taking down some NyQuil, but the after effect, it's I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of magic crazy potion that makes
it's
you so
rum,
happy.
Red wine, and honey soak in a bottle with tree bark and herbs.
Yeah, because the bottle had all kinds, it looks like wood chips in it. So I don't know where you get those
the
at.
The taste is similar to port wine. Actually, it was more like
NyQuil and NyQuil. Wine mixed yeah. together. But anyway, if you haven't heard of it, it's something you need to find out. I don't believe you can find it in the States anywhere. And I can't believe we didn't buy like
it's nature's
a bathtub
aphrodisiac.
Of it. Is that what that That's actually what, says?
Yes.
So I couldn't go without mentioning that. Now, David Rispoli, we do not know where the love-making man is right now.
That sounded wild. Love-making
man. Wait a minute. See, you guys go from Mama Juana and you just totally just made
no,
that.
No, you went from Mama Juana to love-making man.
That's what he does. He makes people fall in love. That's a love-making man.
Okay.
I didn't say he was home.
The love connection man might sound better.
You think?
Yeah.
I kind of liked mine.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
You don't think?
Yours sounded something entirely different.
It did? Well.
It sounded like they had some Mama Juana before.
Well, it kind of was a segue from Mama Juana. But he's supposed to be with us this morning. I'm going to mention that. And if he's listening, you need to get here now.
I'm sure he's taking care of a couple.
We were looking so for... Yeah, there must have been an emergency lovemaking session that needed to be with a couple that needed help. So love connection.
Yes.
Love connection. So he must be working with somebody, but we miss him terribly. And we were really looking forward to him being here and adding some love to the show. And so hopefully we will see him soon. But if you... are that couple out there that even the Mama Juana does not work for you, you will want to go to stlouismarriagecoaching.com. David Rispoli is the marriage coach, and he has a bona fide plan that's different than any other counselor or coach or psychiatrist uses when it's dealing with bringing that spark back. You know, we say get out there, go on that vacation, take some time together, find each other again, learn how to talk and spend some time. Because a lot of times in some couples, you know, man, you're so busy with your work and your kids that you never really, you kind of start to grow apart and don't, you know, have that time together. So I got a lot of hand movements going on right now. I'm like all over the
Nobody
place.
Can see them.
Facebook. but anyway, give Dave Rispoli the opportunity to help bring that spark back into your relationship. He said if you even have an inkling, if only one of you have an inkling, he will bring you back together again. So you're writing away over there. What's going on?
Just getting stuff together. Thanks for.
I feel like I'm all by myself on the show today. Between you, got two devices.
I'm with you.
You can't find your phone. You're over there writing a story to Matt. Like passing notes in the classroom or something.
Thanks,
I'm just over
for,
here all alone
for
talking
that
to the
obvious.
Mic.
Okay.
Well, it's not. It's on Facebook.
Well, it's okay.
So Matt waves. So Matt, any great quick trip story while we were gone? Because we were, you know, you've got no. the always the adventures at Quick Trip.
I do. Nothing that's been quiet. Nothing too.
You have a favorite story?
Favorite of all time? Ugh. I mean,
I was quite upset that you didn't hang out for the girl that was.
Some people were. Like, I figured
I wanted to hear the end of the story.
So the rest of us don't know what we're talking about.
I believed I witnessed a robbery in progress at a Quick Trip a couple weeks ago where the girl was there and she might have taken some adult beverages and stashed them in her purse. And the clerk called her on it and they were whispering, like, you heard her and him going back and forth, but you couldn't quite make out every part of the conversation. But then the next thing you know, he's picking up the phone and he's calling the police and he's like, report. And she kind of slowly backs out. Well, then by that point, she's at a gas pump and
she actually stole beverages and then went and got gas.
Someone, she's in a white truck outside a Quick Trip pumping gas. Someone are there and he gets on the intercom. You know, they can do that because everything now is pay advance. If you have an issue, you can call in. He goes, I suggest if you're a friend or if you have anything else, you bring it back in because we have your plate number and the police will come get you. And it's like, whoa, what happened? And she kind of just was scurrying around. I went out the other door. I like looked for a couple seconds, but I didn't hang around to see if she went back in. I don't believe she did.
Exciting stuff.
He built this all up.
I know.
For this.
And then I know it was. Kind of, and then the it was left for you to find your own ending. You can. It could have a happy ending.
Well, my ending is that he's got the driver's license or the plate number.
I figured
and
that was
she had a
it.
Stolen car anyway, so they couldn't find.
Right.
Her.
See, and your ending could be better.
She's used to stealing stuff, so I'm sure the car was stolen too.
Your ending could be better.
Yeah. That's a better urgency. That's why you leave it to your own imagination.
Just like Hollywood, I'm leaving it for a sequel.
I would say the police came and they threw her to the ground, and she was down on the ground, and they said, get out of the car, everybody, get out of the car. And then they found
I like it to the ground, throw it to the ground, face first, planted into the cement.
They opened up the trunk, and then they found cases of Mama Joanna. There's my version. I'm sticking to it. Let's take a break. When we come back, I have the question of the day. We'd like to hear what your answer is. What is your favorite room in your home? We're going to talk about that. We've got some answers on Facebook. If you want to let us know what your favorite room is and why, we'd love to hear it. Plus, we've got a special phone call we need to make. So we'll be right back with more.
Right here on 590 The Fan. You're listening to She Said, He Said.
You know you accidentally...